Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for June 1st, 2021. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the theme case study is underway. Woo! New speed tweaks I found for us. Why the migration process is different for the new boutique hosting. Why I'm looking outside the WordPress world for new opportunities for us. What the only thing is that you really own in your online business. A look at 40 WordPress milestones as it turns 18 years old. The cool duotone image filters coming to Gutenberg. Genesis discusses what making their framework free will look like. The future of plugins. And two more big CMSs block Google's Flock. And what it means for WordPress and folks who run ads. So let's dive in. I sure hope you'll join me for tonight's live stream at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Bloggate Facebook page. That's where we spill the beans on this week's news, breaking stories for the day too, and special info just for those who watch. So come join us for the live party. And a note about who I help. All Bloggate posts and tutorials are intended to assist business-minded, hands-on bloggers and webmaster designers who are serious about making money and who want to stay up to date with site changes. In Bloggate happenings, I hope all of my U.S. peeps had a nice holiday weekend. And because so many of you with open projects took off, I took a little more easy time for myself, too, and it did me good. And I'm also so very glad that I decided to take off totally on Sundays now, too. You know, I was overwhelmed with emails on Monday morning, though, and considering I only work half a day for client stuff because I produced Tips Tuesday that afternoon, it's a little tough to get anything done besides emails and the podcast for the whole day, but I think it's going to work, and I definitely do need to take a full day away from the office. You know, I've been running this business sort of like a farmer or a rancher. They work 7 days a week, and if they do take off, they have to pay someone because things with their livelihood still need to be tended. But I felt so much better Sunday night with getting totally away from work for the day and spending time on the phone with my best bud and then 4 to 5 hours in my wood shop building something. Plus, I got in some extra time with Zach and we took an extended walk around the hood. So he definitely enjoyed me taking off some time too. And woo, I'm delighted to tell you that I spun up all of the test sites for the 4 themes I'm testing deeply, including Genesis, Astra, Cadence, and GeneratePress. Now, I also spun up a control test site with a 2021 theme too. Now, I did the initial baseline test and I found something interesting. You see, none of these test sites are on Cloudflare or have any caching optimization plugin or other speed tweaks. And I noticed that the time to first byte, or TTFB, was way slower than what I would expect on a light speed server. You know, I happened to have a live session with our new boutique host right after I took these tests, and he suggested looking into the PHP settings. And it turns out that there were a couple of things not turned on by default in the PHP options that directly impact TTFB. So I turned them on and ran another test, and boom, that fixed the TTFB issue. Since me and all of my clients use Cloudflare, we don't see this issue much because Cloudflare pretty much handles delivery of most of the content that impacts TTFB. But Cloudflare doesn't deliver everything, just the static content that can be cached. So I'm going to turn on those two settings on some live sites and do before and after testing to see if they make any difference for a site on Cloudflare like they did on my static test sites. But it really has to be on a site where there is dynamic content, like a homepage that displays the latest blog post or such, for me to see the difference. Now, I have a setup like that on Heartwood Art, but I don't post enough for it to change the homepage very often. Now, I may have to contact one of my clients who publishes new posts every few days to do a test on their setup, or I may just go with the static test data that I already have that proves how much better it makes the speed and just start turning it on for myself and all of my site audit clients who are on Lightspeed servers. And woo, got an update for you on the boutique hosting. We are continuing to move qualifying site audit clients who are already on my wait list into the new boutique hosting. Now we're refining our methods because how the migration is done really depends on the original host that they're coming from. SiteGround is by far the worst of it, as there are 30 pieces of their proprietary junk that we have to make special arrangements to avoid bringing over or clean some of it out later. But there is a host that's even worse to migrate from, and that's Lyrical. They have an odd proprietary setup that is on a system which is no longer even supported. And they can't put your site back to standard like WP Engine and other fully managed hosts do prior to moving away. Now, coming from A2 Hosting, Name Hero, and Big Scoots is not hard, but we're not doing the regular free cPanel migration where all of their setup stuff comes over. The move is done another way to ensure we don't have any of the wrong hidden server setup stuff come along for the journey. Our new boutique hosting is super lean and super clean and tuned perfectly, and we want to keep it that way. So there is a cost to the migration because we have to clean out so much old host junk, and we're trying to standardize the pricing depending on the original host involved. And hey, the site audit client terms of service is in effect. You know, I took the time last week to go through my list of site audit clients and put into effect the new perks and terms of service. Folks who are not keeping their sites in compliance are getting dropped from the free support I give in the BB Hub membership and Facebook groups, plus the extra perks we have there, like the upcoming masterminds and such. Now, I did take the time to individually email folks who were on the hairy edge of the time limit to give them a last chance. And the deadlines on that are today through the 3rd, depending on when I sent the email. So if you got an email from me with the subject line of an overdue site audit, please open it and take action immediately. And I'm starting to look outside the WordPress world. Y'all know that I spend at least 20 hours a week reading and researching to help keep us ahead of the curve with what's going on in our industry, which is running an online business on WordPress. But I've been listening to podcasts lately that cover online tech in general, and a few things have stood out to me. There are lots of companies providing no-code app building now, like Bubble.io. And then companies like Kajabi and Webflow are offering website experiences that integrate more than just a blog or a shop. They have courses and even a forum that runs very much like your own Facebook group inside them. And the best part? They are all zero tech. Now, I do believe that the messy WordPress revolution that we're living through right now is going to be worth it as far as being able to create your entire site, theme and all, with blocks. But I also see that there are really good platforms to use outside of WordPress too. You know, I've always heard the advice that it's a bad idea to build your online presence on rented platforms. You should build where you own the platform. Well, the truth is, people buy condos in buildings they don't own all the time. And some folks rent their whole adult lives and never own a home. You know, the fact is, there are folks making millions off transitory platforms while they last. So what if you build an audience on TikTok and it dies? So what? If you can get those folks to your site and own your email list, they will just follow you to the next platform where they can keep seeing your stuff. Remember G Plus? Mm-hmm. Some of us built a big following there. Same with Blab. Well, we survived and brought our peeps with us to another rented platform. And you don't really own your WordPress site either. You know, we are all at the mercy of its constant changes and constant changes with plugins, host, and the coding language. All of it is built on. You're just renting space at a host, renting that pretty theme you have built, and renting premium plugins. Or you may say that you bought all that stuff, so it's yours. Yeah, you bought a condo in a high-rise building that you don't own. You have no control over what anyone above, below, or beside you does. And you hope the superintendent keeps everything in good repair, but the elevator will break down now and then, or the heater, or such. So, I'm going to continue taking a look around outside of the WordPress world now and then and seeing how folks use apps on their phone and see if there are other opportunities for us that have nothing to do with our sites directly. All right, y'all, that's all the happenings around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, last week, WordPress celebrated its 18th anniversary, and since they've had 40 releases and now power 40% of the web, they created a post of 40 milestones since their release in 2003. It's a fun read, especially when you see the things in the timeline, like when they hit a billion plugin downloads. So go see it. In Gutenberg tips, oh, how fun is this? One of the Gutenberg enhancements coming in WordPress 5.8 this summer is a new image filter. You'll be able to add duotones to your images and cover blocks, just like the ones on Instagram. Go see the cute cat examples they have of the different kinds of looks that you can get in the link I have for you in the show notes. In theme tips, last week, you may recall that I broke the news that the Genesis framework will be free, and this move will bring it into alignment with where all the modern themes are going, such as the ones I'm running in my case study. But in the notes from their May Shapers meeting, it doesn't seem to me like they've thought this all the way through yet. There are still lots of questions and discussion around what Genesis full site editing is going to look like and what the future of the StudioPress theme site is going to be. And I encourage all of my webmaster designers to give this a read, no matter what your main design framework is. You know, Genesis is a big player in the WordPress theme world, and they are still helping to shape that ecosystem. In plugin tips, Post Status has released the audio of one of their group meetings where they discuss the monetization of plugins. And one of the things they talked about was the limitations of what they can say or promote in their free plugin version listing in the WordPress.org plugin directory. Now, about 25 minutes into this thing, the host said that he would really like to see something done about all of the admin notifications that plugins post on our admin pages when we're logged in. Now, you may recall me ranting about those notifications in previous Tips Tuesdays, including a recent article that called out WordPress to do something about it. So, maybe this idea is finally getting some traction. I hope so, because all those ads and such are making you just put the whole lot of them on total ignore, and you're missing critically important info that you need. So please do get into the habit of dismissing those notifications after you read them and take action if needed. And if they don't stay dismissed, then complain to the dev who makes it. You know, if we collectively raise our voices about it, they'll get the hint to do something about it. But see, considering that some of these plugins and themes have 100,000 users, it really will take all of us raising our voices for them to listen. So do take that action, please. In monetization tips, you may recall back in April that I reported a proposal submitted to WordPress to block Flock, which stands for Federated Learning of Cohorts, and is Google's replacement for third-party cookie tracking that they are dropping in Chrome due to privacy concerns. Well, Safari and Firefox dropped third-party cookie tracking nearly a year ago. Well, WordPress hasn't made any moves in that direction of blocking Flock, but WordPress isn't the only CMS in use on the web. Now, CMS stands for Content Management System. Joomla and Drupal are two very popular CMS platforms that are used by enterprise sites and especially with transactional sites like an online pizza order system or such. Your online banking may be on Joomla or Drupal too. And they have both decided to block Flock due to security concerns, including cross-content exposure, which allows tracking of a user within the cohort that they're assigned to. And that allows them to get a super good idea of what you like without having to track you across sites that you visit to figure it out. In other words, these cohorts amount to profiling with even less data than the third-party cookies gave advertisers. And it is that potential profiling that is the basis of the proposal that was submitted to WordPress. Now, in WordPress's public responses, they have acknowledged that they realize a lot of WordPress users monetize by running ads on their sites, and blocking Flock at the WordPress level would be detrimental to those bloggers' incomes. But WordPress will not ignore this move by both Joomla and Drupal either. So I'll continue to keep a close eye on this for you, and I'll keep you posted. But do know that if you run ads on your site, even if WordPress does block Flock, the ad agencies will likely come up with a way to unblock it, just like they get around the ad blockers used by some folks in their browsers now. The real concern is that if enough stink gets raised about Flock in general, Google may have to either modify it or abandon it. And that's going to cause issues for all advertisers to be able to target their ads. And that's the part of this I'm watching the closest for you. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Give me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies and blogger groups to support the free and helpful info you get on BlogAid and to help your buddies. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.